This is the Infinite Receiving Podcast, helping conscious leaders tap into a wealth of abundance across all areas of your life and business. I'm Susie Ashworth, and I'll be sharing with you how you can upgrade your reality through quantum transformation, because you are ready for infinite receiving.
Hello, 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 you gorgeous human being. It is Susie Ashworth here, and you are listening to the Infinite Receiving Podcast. And it is a pleasure and a joy to be in your earbuds today. At the time of recording, I am just maybe 3 days out from Infinite Receiving Live 1.0. We've just added the 1.0 in the last couple of posts because I am really, really connected with the fact that this is going to be the first of many infinite receivings. This is the first iteration, and it feels exhilarating. Actually, I was going to say scary, but it doesn't feel scary when I focus on the experience. It feels wild and fun and crazy, and I cannot wait to see everybody's faces, like all of the little details, all of the little moments that have been thought about and are being created. And it's those details and those moments that make my events absolutely out of this world. And I just know that there are so many of them. I've got so many moments planned that from an experience perspective, this can't help but be the best. So I'm sat here and I'm just like, wow, we are doing this. And the inspiration for today's episode is the fact that 6 months ago, this event didn't exist. I wasn't planning 6 months ago to do another event in 2023. Like historically, I have just done one a year. So it was only when I stood up on stage in front of everybody and said, fuck, this is amazing. This is so good. I love it so much that it became obvious that I wanted to do it again. I didn't want to have to wait 12 months. And so I stood on that stage and I made a declaration. And when I think about that declaration now, it blows my mind, because what I have created over the last 6 months is an event where we have almost, but not quite, twice the number of people that came in March. I've almost 2x'd this arm of my business from a bums on seats perspective in just 6 months. And that blows my mind. It really blows my mind. That is what the quantum shift was about. I remember standing on that stage at BAFTA and saying there is going to be life before quantum shift and life after. And we get to choose what that looks like. And the invitation for everybody who was sat in that audience was to not go big or go home, but basically go big or go home. Like, why are we there? Why are we at an event called Quantum Shift if we just want to move in like a minuscule amount? Like, nobody in that audience wanted that. And yet, whilst nobody wanted that, some, dare I say it, maybe even many people have accepted that over the last 6 months. And so what I have been contemplating is what has been required for this quantum leap to have taken place. And step one, like I want you to really think about, what would you like to shift massively over the next 6 months? You want a quantum transformation. Which area of your life, which area of your business do you want it in? And what do you want to claim? So on that stage, 6 months ago, I declared that I would be hosting another event in London. And this is the important bit. The vision that I had on that stage was that event would be for 500 people. I'm going to say that again. The vision that I had on the stage. And what I declared to everybody was that this event will be for 500 people. Now, as we stand right now, it looks like we will have 200 people. We will have sold 200 tickets. So I had a massive goal, which felt massive at the time. I felt hyped at the time. I was like, yeah, come on. And the audience were like, yeah, come on, let's do it. It was about declaring a quantum shift. It was like, I want a quantum transformation. So the number has to be big enough. And 6 months later, we're nowhere near that number. And yeah, as I sit here thinking about what we've created, thinking about how many people have said yes, I don't feel a failure at all. I feel really, really, really excited because when I look, when I take a step back, whilst we didn't hit the 500 yet, we have almost 2x the number of tickets, the number of bums on seats that we have attending. And this is the first step of creating a quantum leap. It is having the audacity, having the balls to go bigger than what your mind can really comprehend. Because sometimes you will knock it out of the park. You will get your energy in such alignment that that wild, crazy intention that you set, you will hit it. And many times you will not. But guess where you land when you set an intention really, really big and detach your value, detach your worth, detach what it means about you as a human being from the actual result. Because I could be sat here being like, boo freaking who? I am not good enough. I don't know how to manifest. I'm teaching infinite receiving, but I couldn't receive the number of clients. Like, that could be my story and it would be true. Or the story can be, oh my God, in just 6 months, I 2x the number of people that are going to be at my event. And how did I do that? How did I create that? I created it by stretching beyond. And it's because I stretched beyond what felt normal, what felt realistic, what felt logical, I ended up in this 2x position. And so I want you to set yourself a goal that doesn't make sense, but you're really willing. You're really willing to hold it. You're really willing to speak it. Step one, set a goal. Step two, speak it out loud. Declare it publicly. If I hadn't said it on stage, there is a good chance that I wouldn't have followed through for September. It's a good chance I wouldn't have done it because nobody would have known. I wouldn't have gone all in so quickly after the event to pre-sell tickets if I didn't know, if I hadn't declared that it was happening. So there is such power and potency when you actually say it to somebody else. There's a reason why people talk about speaking their reality into existence. And for me, somebody who is a verbal processor, saying it out loud is really, really important. Now, in an ideal world, in your highest alignment, you can just say it to anyone and everyone. But the reality is that you will be living a life, most of you who are listening to this, where not everybody gets it, that it's ridiculous. I've got friends who I've told about this event and the original intention, and I can hear their disappointment for me because they don't understand what it means to set big goals and be detached from the outcome while still making huge, huge, huge leaps. They don't get it. They want to protect me. They feel bad for me. And those people are frequently not always the best people to be jamming with what it is that you are about to do. So picking your audience, knowing your audience and picking your audience and being selective and being discerning about who you're sharing your goal with and who you're declaring it to is important. But doing it publicly, being bold, being audacious and declaring what it is that you desire in front of an audience is very, very, very powerful when it comes to your manifestation. So that is the second step. The third step when it comes to creating a quantum leap and being able to do this in a short period of time, I'm talking about the next 6 months, you want to be reminding yourself daily of the vision, of the outcome. And how I did this was to record my vision for the next 6 months. And I'm super excited after this event. I fly to New York and I spend 5 days with my publishers, Hay House. Hay House US, and we'll all be masterminding. And I know that after the event and during this mastermind opportunity, I will get more downloads about what's next and what the vision gets to look like, how it gets to be adjusted from the feedback that I get from these two big events in my life. But my main point is that you want to remind yourself daily about the outcome and the vision that you have. And the reason that this is so important is that when you don't remind yourself, you forget. They say that the one disease that we all have is amnesia, forgetting who we are, forgetting what is possible, forgetting what we're capable of, because we get so distracted. Not only is the world set up to distract us from who we are and what is possible, but we distract ourselves when it gets uncomfortable. We lean into procrastination. We put everybody else's needs before our own, and we forget what it is that we're doing and why we even started doing it in the first place. So having some kind of mechanism for you to tap into on a daily basis to remind you of what it feels like to be fully activated by what it is that you are creating is super powerful. Step four, after you've reminded yourself, you want to be taking aligned action every single day. And it is the compound effect. These actions do not need to be massive. They can be if it's aligned, but they don't actually need to be. You know, in my group, 12-month group program, we talk about the 1% a day and the compound effect that taking aligned action every single day has. And that is what I have seen with this event. And the reality is that I say this from a place of not actually being the person who took action every single day and realizing that, God, this is what we did when we didn't do it, when I didn't do it every single day. I've ended up almost 2x. And so the mastery, the evolution, the what comes next is being the person, becoming the woman who is willing to take aligned action every single day. Now, there are a couple of reasons why you might not. So one we've already talked about, you have forgotten. The second is that it gets uncomfortable. And so the fifth step is calling in support, making sure that you are so well supported in this mission, in this vision. You want to make sure that your mindset is in the game. You want to make sure that you are strategically taking the right steps. You want to make sure that you have a community of people around you so that when you have those wobbles, when you forget, which you inevitably will do, that you have people around you who you trust, not just your mates actually, but people who will hold you to account, people that will be able to effectively remind you of your why. And most importantly, hold up a mirror to your blind spots, because the reason that most people are not achieving what it is that they desire is that they cannot see the parts of them that are scared shitless of moving forward. And those parts that are scared shitless show up as self-sabotage, show up as distraction, show up as it's not actually that important, show up as doubt, show up as fear. And we can be so, so sneaky that that fear, that distraction, that self-sabotage sounds true. It sounds so logical. It sounds so reasonable. It sounds like the kindest thing for you to do would be to take a break. It's okay. If you want a quantum leap, being able to put yourself in spaces and environments where you have people who can see this quickly and then help you to move through, help you to reprogram, help you to repattern those old thoughts, behaviors, and belief patterns that stop you from being an energetic match for where it is that you are going. That is going to change the game for you. So that is step five, calling in support. Step six is rinse and repeat. Step three, remind yourself daily. Step four, take aligned action. Step five, call in support again and 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 again until it's done. And I promise you that if you take these steps on board, these six steps, and you follow through on everything that I have shared in this episode, you will be able to message me in 6 months' time and say, oh my God, I cannot believe it. You are never going to believe this story. You're going to say it to me again and again. And my invitation for you is to DM me, hop into my DMs on Instagram and share your declaration with me. Tell me what it is that you are aiming for. Write the date in the calendar of whenever you listen to this episode, and then give yourself 6 months and let me know. And of course, if you decide, I want to declare, but I want you to be the person who is going to support me. I want you to be the person who's going to help me reprogram. I want you to be the person who's going to help me with my blind spots. Then also DM me and I can tell you about the portal, my 12-month group coaching program, or my mastermind, Ascend. Like, I am here and happy to help if you want me in your corner. And if you already feel like you have the support, still let me know what it is that you are calling in, what it is that you are up leveling. I really, really want to know. And I really, really look forward to celebrating with you in 6 months' time. I hope that you've loved this episode. If you have, please do me a favor and share this with a friend. The podcast is one of my most favorite ways to communicate with you. And I know that it makes a difference. And if it's making a difference to you, one, I would love to hear about it. And two, I would love for you to help me make a difference to more people by sharing it with your community. So tag me on Instagram or send it directly in WhatsApp or in a DM. I don't mind. I'm not fussy. Okay. I love you. You're amazing. I want you to remember that faith plus action equals miracles, and I cannot wait to be in your earbuds next episode. Thank you for listening to Infinite Receiving with me, Susie Ashworth. I'd love to share with you my Infinite Receiving Activation audio. Go to susieashworth.com/activate-infinite-receiving.